Can you hear that Rocky Mountain water as it thunders coming down to wash you away? You can't hold back a rising tide, and you can't stop the chain that's rolling down the track. You can't stop the chain that's rolling down the track.
Alright, Fuzz, let's get this shit show on the road. Hey, guys, gals, and non-binary pals, this is Southpaws, episode 447.
Yes.
Pokemon, go fuck yourself. No. Pokemon Gun? I don't know.
Okay.
It's Bizarro Fandom.
Why did you call it Pokemon Gun?
Because it's Sword, Shield, Gun, Rock, Paper, Scissors. Oh. I don't know, man.
Okay.
That
All
was
right.
like the meme everyone was running with. I think we might have accidentally called an episode Pokemon Gun already. But you know what?
How the fuck? That's just so random. How
because
the fuck
we, I might have called it that when it first was announced, and everyone was like, "Oh shit, new Pokemon game!" Look,
we'll
man.
Just change the title to Pokemon Come, and we'll talk about all the new hot porn of the new Pokemon characters.
Well, that's the thing. Most artists are actually being nice and not doing that, and they're like holding it for the release of the game. So I actually haven't seen much.
Hey, well, you're looking at your ball bag. You want a battle Pokemon or what?
Now, there has been a lot of the Scottish trainer. That's fun.
I retweeted like a whole compilation of her, and then there's the one where she's playing the Pokemon theme on the bagpipes.
Nice. Oh, man. It's Bizarro Week in the world of fandoms.
Yes, yes.
Winners this week. Sonic. Everyone else.
Yeah. The tweet I saw was, hey, if the Sonic movie can get its shit together by the end of the year, so can you.
Hey, we all need to have a little bit of hope.
Yeah.
So, by the way, I'm Saverin.
I'm Fuzzwolf.
And Shiva's house has the plague, so she's not welcome to come over. Look, none of us need to share the cold or whatever that they've been dealing with for the past week, so.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, no chickats allowed if their house has been sick.
I'm allergic to chickats.
Oh, well, if that's the case, that's why you have to make sure you take allergy pills when you go over to mm-hmm. their place. That,
yeah.
that makes a lot
that's
more sense
That's why we put a
now.
Blanket on the couch.
Yeah, because, you know, chickat fur, it's not hypoallergenic to you.
No, it's not.
So yes, it has been an interesting week in the world of fandoms. It's been a terrible week in the world at large, but the fandom stuff
it's
is at least
like a terrible 3 years.
Okay,
in the world at large.
That's very true. And so, like when you said, it's like what Tieran was saying earlier that time has no meaning. Like, when was that thing? Wasn't that like last week? No, that was 2 months ago. Really? It's been that long?
Yeah.
You know, it's like it's
yeah.
the tail end of 2019, and we're like, Jesus Christ, this has been like 10 years, right?
Yeah.
You know, remember waking up? That was 5 years ago.
What have you accomplished this decade? Well, this week I went to work.
I didn't
die. That's it! That's the whole fucking decade!
Yeah, like, on one hand, it's like, hey, it's the end. I've survived the decade, and a lot of changes happened, but it's also like, I don't want to think about it too much, because,
mm-hmm.
like, alright, yeah, I'm still doing cons, raised a bunch of my charity, a charity con, raised a bunch of money for charity, got PTSD from it.
Mm-hmm. That's insane, man. Nice.
It's like, I can very firmly, like, if I put myself in this situation and the discussion of, like, specifically horse convention politics comes up, it will give me a panic attack. It's great.
That is something.
Yeah. And I, like, have to really put my foot down sometimes when it's like, hey, could we not?
Speaking of PTSD, and this is something that I felt that they needed to do for a while. And this, I don't think this was in our chat for this week. This was something I happened to read, like, a week or two ago. Could have been 5 minutes ago. I don't know. Time doesn't matter anymore.
Time is fake.
There was they're making this change to the DSM, and it's something that they have been pushing to do for a long time. It is a diagnosis called CPTSD, which stands for Complex Post-Traumatic Stress Disorder. It's like what soldiers get is PTSD is like it is a specific instance. It's usually a short-term thing. It's bang, a bomb goes off. Three of your friends get blown apart. You lose a limb. You're going home. It is this one horrible thing that happens to you that stays in your brain and haunts you, right?
Uh-huh.
CPTSD is PTSD that is caused by a being in a high-stress situation that is spread out over a period of time, such as an abusive childhood or an abusive marriage or something like that. Like, you have PTSD. If you hear a door slam and it reminds you of when your drunk father is coming home to beat you and you immediately jump, that's a PTSD reaction, but it's not, it's over, it's, it was caused over years of abuse or something like that. Which, yeah, because it's like totally legit to say people in situations other than warfare or sexual assault survivors have PTSD. It just, we need a way to, it's sort of like the way they had autistic and they had Asperger's, and then they kind of took Asperger's away and said there's the autism spectrum instead.
Yeah, it's kind of broadening the definition but giving more,
it's more nuance.
Yeah.
Like, you're not just autistic or you're not. Autistic is now a range that on the low end is Asperger's, and then there's fully autistic on the other side, but there's all these stages in between.
Yeah. It's like, what did you do with this decade? It's like, I did a few things, broke my brain a little, figured myself out, didn't die. Yay! Still here.
Mm.
Still podcasting. That's nuts.
Yeah. I mean, this decade, I'm like, when my mom died... You know, that's kind of how my decade started. She died in 2011.
Oh, shit.
And I'm just like, yeah. And then after that, like things gradually got better. Like,
and then things got worse.
Got a house. Got married again because we did it twice, like a month apart.
Yeah.
One for legal, one for friends. Got a roommate. I don't want to add up how many books and comics and art books that we published in the last 10 years. It's a lot.
Yeah, I mean, think of all the orgasms you have donated to this fandom.
That's true. Yeah. Well, like, I don't know donated. I mean, we did charge for the books.
You sell them.
Yes, yes.
That you've contributed to.
I contributed to. That's right.
You and the product you push have murdered billions and billions and billions.
Because every sperm is sacred.
High five.
So many socks are walking around under their own power today because of me.
Oh, God. So, yeah, it's been a wild week. Because, yeah, like the horse fandom, it broke my brain a little bit. It's been a bad week for them.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll start with the good one. Sonic movie, new trailer came out. Have you seen it?
I did, yes.
It's pretty good.
Yeah, he looks a hell of a lot more on model.
He looks a lot like Sonic.
Yeah.
He looks a lot like a little bit like Sonic Boom characters. Like, he doesn't have the weird, like, hand wrap things.
Mm-hmm.
But they have, like, separated eyes, but he still looks like Sonic.
Yeah.
Because you know how Sonic had, like, the weird mono eye shape?
Yeah, yeah.
But he has separate eyes, because...
But they're not as obviously separated as
they're not like weirdly ones. They're not like weird human eyes set into a furry face. Weird human teeth.
Yeah, and he has more toonish proportions, which is fine. It's sort of like, it's so weird how, like, Detective Pikachu, all the characters looked a little more real. They looked furry for the animal type ones and stuff like that, but they still were recognizably very on model as those characters. But the first round of Sonic movie, it was just sort of like, why redesign a character that's been around for like 25, 30 years, you know? That everyone knows looks a particular way. It's like, sure, maybe you can make like minor tweaks here and there. Like you mentioned, he has a hand wraps thing in one of the games. But just to completely redesign him and not make him look
Anything like he looked
before. Yeah, it's just
the really
such a weird
wild
choice.
Thing also is that Tyson Hess is the guy who they tapped to come in and basically fix their shit.
Yeah, the guy that did Nipples the Enchilada, apparently.
And, hey, Sonic, I turned all your friends into robots. And Arms the Fox and all that fun stuff.
So he started off doing basically shit posts about Sonic that were comics, right?
He ran a, well, he started doing art in 2004. Like, he was drawing good-ass, competent Sonic fan art in 2004 on DeviantArt.
Wow, nice.
And now he redesigned Sonic to be in the new Sonic movie. The other thing they point out is also, like, Toby Fox went from making Earthbound hacks to having all of his characters be like characters be in fucking Smash Brothers.
Yeah, so that's like, nuts. He also did a song for Smash, right?
He did a remix of Megalovania for Smash, but he also has done a fight theme for the new Pokemon game that comes out today. But it's just really cool that they, the Sonic fandom, had themselves a good ass week. Nipples the Enchilada, yeah, from the 2010 webcomic Boxer Hockey. I wonder if that's still going. Probably not. The other important thing that I think is both good and bad, mm-hmm. that someone was like, Tyson, like this post to let me know if we'll see Sonic's feet in this movie. His reply was, not anymore. So at some point in the original version, in the Nightmare Mouse version, you could see Sonic's feet. So for now, there will be angry nerds being like, release the Nightmare Rat cut. You must see Sonic's feet and his weird little eyes. I can't live without it. So on the loser side of things, the bronies, they've had themselves a little bit of a tiff. There are still bronies out there, as I'm sure there's a few listening to this. And they've announced that they're doing a follow-up series to Friendship is Magic, using the same general characters. And the closest analogy I can do is say, it's My Little Pony Go to, like, think Teen Titans Go to Teen Titans. Mm-hmm. It's a bit like that. And they have weird smug faces, and Pinkie Pie looks very Lol Random XD. It's very much aimed at a younger audience. I mean, it's children's cartoons. It's, like, aimed at 8-year-old little girls. So, whatever. But it's a different style of humor and look. And as you would expect, the bronies are upset. The gamers are also upset, but we'll get to them in a minute.
Mm-hmm.
Like, to the point that Ralph Strike, a agent with whom I have had business dealings in the past, he's a nice guy, doesn't speak up a lot about stuff.
Drama.
Yeah, he's like, I'm a fucking professional. My people make good money and so do I. Actually was like, wow, all this negativity about MLP Pony Life and you haven't even seen an episode. Didn't you learn anything from MLP FAM?
Yep.
No, clearly they did not.
Clearly did not, yeah.
I've only seen, like, I haven't seen a lot on Twitter, but I did, like, wade forth onto 4chan. You know, make sure to put on the hazmat suit. And the amount of screaming about it was pretty damn high.
Why would you do that to yourself?
Because they deserve to suffer. And I want to see their suffering.
Oh, okay.
Because, like, the only people left are the bitter, bitter dregs at the bottom of the coffee cup of the fandom. And, like, at this point, nothing makes them happy anymore. So this only makes them upset. And I gain strength from their suffering.
So that was like some kind of weird rage vampire.
I guess. It's just one of those things where it's like, this damn fandom gave me brain problems and I am pleased to see them upset. Like, I don't want people that are genuinely, like, big fans that are, don't like the look. Like, that's fine. But the people that are, like, the types that send death threats over them changing a character's look, they're the people I want to see mad.
He gave Twilight Sparkle wings!
OMG, freaking CalArts style! CalArts! there's more animation schools, my dudes.
You almost went full snarf there.
CalArts, Lion-O! CalArts! Look how they drew your dick! Your beautiful dick! It used to be so big and thick and shiny! Now you're like a weird jelly bean!
You can only come sugar, and it just dribbles out!
And I'm diabetic! So, yeah, the ponies are having themselves a bit of a moment. Like, nearly after a full decade of My Little Pony bullshit, like, they're going to continue that train. They're going to do a new line of toys. They're going to just do new product. And so, like, of course they're going to do something with the existing properties. Now, like, they were going to do, supposedly, a Gen 5, which was going to be, like, CG, and have the main six, like, reorganized, like, Twilight was going to be an Earth Pony or a Pegasus, and like the characters were going to be flipped around.
Yeah, Fluttershy was a unicorn.
Yeah, like Rarity was a Pegasus or whatever, and they were going to...
Those designs didn't look bad.
Yeah, and like people kind of ran with that for fan art for a little bit, and it didn't look bad at all, but I guess they decided they were going to do this... My Little Pony, Pony Life is sort of a bridge, like 4.5 or whatever.
Mm.
And, all right, like, it's coming out eventually. They've got a new toy line that's coming out for Christmas where they look like weird little ducks. Was that your comment? Or, like, they looked like ducks? Or was that...
Yeah, yeah. Like, the one picture of Fluttershy you showed me, yeah, like, it looked like she had a beak.
Yeah, she's kinda, a little like yellow duck
little
pony.
Bird beak, yeah. Like, their muzzles just don't look right.
But, yeah, Entertainment Weekly had that as their thing, and the comments were, as you would expect, all terrible. But it's just, it's something new with an existing property. What are you going to do?
So, like, part of me is sort of like, okay, I don't find the new style particularly appealing. But then again, I gotta remember, I'm not a 6-year-old girl.
Yeah.
I thought, you know, I'm not the target market.
It's for not
this,
for you.
You know? It's sort of like, I mean, very childish looking, sort of like the way like Paw Patrol with like the huge heads and stuff like that, you know?
Yeah. But without the boot looking.
All dogs go to heaven except for the class trainers and Paw Patrol.
Exactly. The other thing, like, the pony fandom as it was really can't happen again. Our politics, our internet life has gotten too rage-fueled, too reactionary to give rise to what was a fairly unironic, genuine fandom around horses at the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
It was still fucking 4chan. But, like, given the fascist infiltration of that site to the point that it's unusable, and, like, the general tenor of fandom anything online, I mean, consider, like, we've talked for 20 minutes about how fandoms are generally either very happy about a thing or flipping their shit.
Mm-hmm.
Right? We don't get it so much as, like, the furry fandom, because we don't have, like, a core thing that controls our future. So it's like, oh, I don't like that person's designs. Well, okay, whatever. Mm-hmm. They're not setting the tone for the fandom. It's like, I don't like that person's art. Well, I just don't have to look at their art, right? Whereas for, like, oh no, this is the only thing that ponies is getting for the next X time.
Mm-hmm.
That's what you get. Deal with it. They do have a little bit more reason to be mad and upset, but also, holy shit, they're very mad and very upset.
Yeah, like, people that are getting mad about, like, mainstream shit are just getting way too fucking mad about it. You know, like, the people that yell and scream about new Star Wars stuff or to complain about Star Trek Discovery, and it's sort of like, yeah, I know this is a show and this is your thing, but it's sort of like, ah, they put a female in it. You know, it's just like, really, I don't know. It just really makes no sense to me, I guess, people getting just so fucking worked.
Like,
you know?
Sending death threats, right?
Yeah.
Because, like, post the end of the show, people sent Jim Miller, now former director of My Little Pony, Friendship with Magic, enough death threats that he basically just jumped off Twitter for a while.
Mm-hmm.
They have sent hate mail and everything and all this other fun bullshit. You know, the usual deranged fan stuff to, like, animators and all this other stuff.
And this is not usual for those people. Like, I'm going to go into this career. I'm going to direct children's cartoons, or I'm going to draw children's cartoons, and whoa, I got a bunch of hate mail and I got a bunch of tweets telling me to kill myself. And it's like, that's not part of the deal, man. When you announce you want to be a politician, they're like, okay, you're going to get some people who really disagree with your opinions, and some people might get very nasty, and you have to be prepared for that. They don't tell you that when you get hired by an animation studio to make cartoons for 8-year-olds. You know, this is just so beyond the pale of what anybody involved with this show ever thought they would have to fucking deal with. And it is just absolutely ridiculous that grown-ass adults could not temper their expectations and treat it with the gravity that it should have been treated, which is little to none. Because it's a kid's cartoon. Like, yeah, I think it's great that they won daytime Emmys and Ingram won a daytime Emmy for his score and stuff like that. They clearly care about their product and they know what they're doing, but this is not something that you need to get this invested about, that you have to get so angry you are sweating bloody nerd tears. It's just, I don't even know. I'm like, what is wrong with these people?
The internet has broken people's brains. Like, a constant diet of rage has only gotten us to this point.
Like, the thing we were talking earlier, you were saying, like, somebody got a leak of the new Pokemon game and played it badly on an emulator to make it look like shit. Got a ton of clicks. Probably made a couple grand off of YouTube. And I'm like, I don't have enough rage and dissatisfaction in me to make a living being angry on YouTube. Being angry on YouTube for clicks sounds fucking exhausting.
You know, it's like these people that have to make a billion videos about how Brie Larson or the new Star Wars or the girls Ghostbusters or blah, 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 right?
Yeah.
And, like, the Pokemon Sword and Shield. Like, obviously it's Twitter. There's going to be people making extreme-ass comments. But, like, literally taking the Martin Nimoy First They Came For poem.
Oh, my God.
And translating it to fucking Pokemon.
Jesus fucking Christ. The people that think they're an oppressed minority because they're a gamer.
Well,
it's
okay.
It's even less than that. It's like specifically this game. It's just,
now hold on to your butts, kids. I'm just going to read this because it's really terrible and it makes no sense why you would even do this. So, title of the post, it's a screenshot from reddit.com, which is a terrible website. I just cannot help and think of the First They Came poem every time a new game or announcement is made. First, they removed Walking With Your Pokemon, and I did not speak out because I did not care for that feature. Then they removed Battle Frontier, and I did not speak out because I never played Battle Frontier. Then they removed Mega Evolutions, and I did not speak out because I did not use them. Then they sold me a console game with handheld console graphics, and I did not speak out because it looked fun. Then they came for my favorite Pokemon, and there was no one left to speak for me. Game Freak is just going to keep removing features over and over and just half-ass their games. This series deserves so much better.
And then the second image in the tweet is the original.
The actual, like, you know, First They Came For the Jews and then the communists and the, you know, the actual Martin Niemöller Holocaust poem that is actually serious versus, like, First They Came For the Weedles, and I did not care because bug types are terrible, you know. Then they came for the legendaries, and I didn't care because using legendaries breaks the meta and it's very stagnant. Find some new Pokemon to play with, you fuckers.
So, you know, they'll be like, not listing all of these Pokemon in a dex is a genocide of X type of Pokemon.
Well, I mean, somebody did make a petition on whitehouse.gov. President Trump, stop the sales of Pokemon Sword and Shield. We, the people of the United States of America, strive for quality goods and entertainment. We, the people of the United States, want what's best for our children. We, the people of the U.S., want what is best for our stores. President Trump and Congress, the newest Pokemon games by Game Freak and Nintendo, are negatively impacting the market with questionable decisions. We believe if the sales of the game were to stop, it will wake Game Freak and we'll get quality back. This will set a bad standard in the markets if things were to get sold. We, as both Pokemon fans, but more importantly, American citizens, capitalized, believe this is violating our market rights, which also is capitalized, and need something done about this.
Don't they realize that if that actually got to Trump's desk, he would completely misinterpret it, and it would be like, we have received many, many complaints about these Pokemon. So, by executive action, I now ban all Pokemon. No more refugees from Pokemon will be allowed into our shores of our great nation.
I've heard they've got swords and shields. And some weirdos saying they even have guns. Very bad hombres. Very bad Pikachus. The worst.
So, whether you wield a sword or a shield, there are very fine Pokemon on both sides.
God. So, needless to say, please, chill the fuck out, children. That's all I have to say. Like, I have blocked so many fucking nerds. Like, every single Pokemon tweet, like, they tweeted a cute image of a feature in the game where the trainer is having their little camp out with all 9 evolutions. And I'm like, aw, that's cute. And, like, all the replies beneath it are shitty nerds screaming about bullshit. Even, like, Pokemon Go stuff, like, anything that's been put out by either Niantic, Pokemon Go, or Pokemon account by itself, or the Pokemon company, any tweet they've had, it's full of these dipshit nerds angry as fuck over something that, A, the social media intern that's having to do this shit has no control over, and B, Nintendo's not going to change. Like, these people don't understand the behemoth that is the Pokemon Company. They have all this shit. They've got anime, they've got manga, they've got toys, they've got cards, they've got the games themselves, and they are on a fucking schedule. And if they don't release all at the same time, they fuck up their entire marketing strategy. They end up putting out toys before the game's out, and then nobody buys the toys, because that's what happens.
Dogs and cats living together, mass hysteria.
You won't know, like, you watch the cartoon, and you won't know that there is a grave danger, because if you are walking in the field and a Lucario spots you, they will come up and slap your shit. They will come up and punch a small child in the face. And they'll probably deserve it, because they're out there in the wild area capturing Pokemon for their own nefarious deeds. The Pokemon discourse that has progressed to the point of Iwata didn't die for this needs to stop. And the thing is, it will stop. By the time you guys hear this, the game's going to be out, and people will be playing it. And now, hopefully, people will be drawing lots of pornography of, like, sexy versions of the evolutions, because, like, all three of the main starters' evolutions are furry bait. Because, of course, they are. We no longer have just Salazzle to be the big hip fuck lizard anymore. We now have the goth twink lizard. Pick your flavor. And the thing is, the water starter, the twink goth, can be male because Salazzle, canonically, are only female Salandit that evolve. And here's my Pokemon nerd hat, and I'm going to take it off now.
This is going to be on Disney Plus. Sonic 2020.
Bullying works. You know,
I saw it. I was just like, ooh.
I do wonder, you know, there is that conspiracy theory. Like, they put the trailer out there, and while they were like, we made this shitty trailer, and we have to announce that we're doing this movie, but it got really bad reactions, so we're going to do this other thing. Because it's basically been pointed out that it's more probably functionally impossible for them to have redone everything in the time frame since then. So, like, this was a horrible original test version that they had to release to show off, and then the reaction to, like, oh yeah, this is terrible, was like, yeah, we'll fix it. Fuzz is showing me various fake Disney shows, and it's like, Alf, I can't wait to eat your pussy, because Alf ate cats. That's a reference to a TV show from the late 80s, which most of you might have not ever heard of, or some of you probably at least.
The other one, which was, oh my god, yes.
Avengers, the Snyder Cut. Oh, God.
Well, in the images, they took all the female Avengers out of the poster.
Oh, shit, yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
It's also a lot darker.
Yeah.
People are getting really upset over stuff that's very ultimately inconsequential. Either you play the game or you don't play the game. Either way, chill the fuck out, draw some porn.
Yeah.
Play a different video game. I mean, I finished the story to Final Fantasy XIV Shadowbringers, and that was cool as hell. The characters had good motivation. The scenes were epic. The fact that the villain's final city was like 1920s Art Deco architecture was kind of cool. The motivations thereof, and like the end goal of the big bads basically being impossible, their end goal has been shown to just not work when it was done on a smaller scale, so I don't think they've thought their cunning plan all the way through, but it doesn't matter because the main character kills the big bad of the expansion, so their desire gets thrown out the window because they're dead now. Like, it was cool as hell, and that's a video game that nobody's mad about right now. I lie. There's probably people mad about, like, the crafting changes, but I'm enjoying it.
I swear I saw something about it. No, maybe it was just something you were mentioning about in a joking manner about something. Maybe it was like, wow, it's like crafting takes too long. Ah. I don't remember.
No. Okay.
All right.
Like, they made the system different. So, I mean, the crafting does take a while in Final Fantasy because it's a mini game that you have to do. The first time you make an item, and then after that, you can just be like, I have the materials. Bleh, make more.
Right.
But no, it's a good-ass system. I'm enjoying it. Like, it's the best MMO on the market, and like, my cat girl is cute. Runs around, dressed like a cowgirl. The really interesting part is, like, if you see Ash's design from Overwatch, the gear that you get at level 80. Say
Pokemon.
No, no.
With the new game, Ash is like a fucking badass post-apocalyptic survivor.
Yeah, like, he only has his Pokemon to save himself in the battle frontier.
He has, like, just a shard of a Pokeball that he wears around his neck because it's the only thing left of Misty.
Jeez. when the Gyarados went wild and ate the entire city, that was all I could find of the gem.
Brock is still alive, but he's just a head in a bottle.
Yeah. So we were talking about all this other media. At least you're not watching through a sci-fi series that got 3 seasons, got to a major cliffhanger, and then got canceled.
Oh, so you finished
Dark Matter?
Yeah.
It's this goofy little B-tier sci-fi show that didn't have a lot of budget, but it's a fun-ass show. It's all on Netflix.
Yeah.
But it cliffhanger ends. Like, big thing happens. They go, oh, it's the big bad. Mm-hmm. And then that's it. The show got canceled before the big reveal. And it's interesting also because the writer of the show had a 5-season arc laid out for the show.
Oh, fuck.
So he's on Twitter and posting episodes like as if they were like episodes. Like he's like posting scripts and shit. It's like, no, this is the episode, like Dark Matter continued or whatever, because it's like they're not going to relaunch our show, so here's what I want to say. This is a plot point. This is a plot point. We're going to find out more about these guys.
Yeah.
Like, this character, blah. And so, mm-hmm. like, they had everything written out for a 5-season arc, and just they got canceled by sci-fi so they could become, like, the Ghostfucker Network.
Fucking sci-fi, man. They cancel everything.
But yeah, we watched through the end of that, and I was like, well, that was fun. A little disappointing that it ends like that, mm-hmm. but it was a fun show.
It's like this other show wasn't on sci-fi, but another show that got me like that was Sarah Connor Chronicles.
Yes, yeah. Panther watched that show and was extremely mad.
Really, really good show. 2 seasons in, canceled.
That informs a lot of how we watch Netflix and stuff now,
mm-hmm.
is we make sure, like, all right, did this show get canceled at a weird point, like, mm-hmm. so we will, like, not really spoil ourselves, but we're like, all right, does it end, does it have a good ending, does it end, or does it just have its last episode and then whoops, it got canceled? Because, like,
yeah, like Travelers had an actual solid ending.
Yeah, and like they were thinking they might do a season 4, but they didn't. But the thing is, Travelers, the end of the 3rd season is a proper fucking ending.
Yep.
And it's a good ending.
Yeah.
It's a great show. You should watch it.
And I like when shows end properly, you know, when like the writers make the decision or they know that they're going to end at a point. Like this season, The Good Place is its last season.
Yeah, they finished shooting the show. It's over with.
And I'm like, that's great, because like it's a good show that is a concept that they could not drag on for 9 years. And they're like, okay, next season's our last. Cool. They know not to start a fucking 2-season-long story arc or something like that that'll never get finished.
Yeah, that's another really good show that's getting wrapped up soon. Because, yeah, more often than not, it's just a real bummer because so many shows like that happen. Yeah. One thing we've been watching that's been interesting is For All Mankind. Mm. It's an Apple Plus show. So, like, nobody has Apple Plus, really.
Yeah.
Like, the only reason I have it is I bought a phone and it comes with it free for a year.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
And it's a alt history series around the space race.
Yeah, yeah.
Where, in this version, the Soviets make it to the moon first.
Mm-hmm.
And that has a massive wound to the country's psyche. And as like a start, I'm just like, all right, whatever. But it still has its compelling show. And like they're weaving in a few parallel storylines. And I guess Watergate doesn't happen in this version of the world. So you have like Nixon as the president.
Hmm.
I mean, because it is set back in that time frame where, mm-hmm. but the Soviets beat them to the moon. And, like, they do eventually get John Glenn and Buzz Aldrin up there, and they make it, but there's, like, some drama around that. But they survive and make it home, which, spoilers, but it's one of those things where it's like, oh, it's alt history, because, like, at the end of the first episode, you're like, oh, shit, how alt history are they going?
Right, but, yeah.
Now, like, the second person on the moon from Russia is a woman. So they're like, oh, fuck, now we gotta get a lady astronaut. Mm-hmm. Arrgh, who thinks them broads can fly a spaceship? You know.
It was the
Robo 70s. Nixon.
Robo Nixon. Yeah, that did kind of sound very like a robot Nixon.
President Agnew.
Everything's coming up, Milhouse.
But it's been an entertaining show.
I've been watching Mars on Netflix. It's in the 2nd season yeah. now, about halfway through it. And that's a good show. I mean, I'm assuming you haven't heard of it. Yeah.
Nope.
It is an interesting concept in that it is 50-50 fiction and nonfiction.
Oh, it's like set in the year 50-50.
No, it's set in 2049. So parts of it is like it's this drama showing like this crew going to Mars and setting up a colony and stuff like that. But then intercut with that, they also make analogies to present day Earth. And they talk to real life experts in various fields, putting names you might know, like Elon Musk, Neil deGrasse Tyson are in there, but also other important scientists who were not familiar to me. And they're like, you know, like season one, they were like, you know, the closest thing that we can imagine on Earth to setting up a remote quality is McMurdo Station in Antarctica.
Yeah.
And so for an episode, they go to Antarctica and they interview scientists that are down there working in very extreme conditions. This past one I watched, they covered some stuff happening up in Alaska. Or in the Alaskan area of Russia, where they're doing a lot of oil drilling. And of course, like season two, like a corporation comes in that's not solely a scientific mission, that they're looking to drill and exploit the land. And
we must get the oil on Mars.
Yeah, I think they're looking for water, basically.
Yeah.
You know, that, and then they parallel that, and they're like, look, anytime we've expanded our civilization into an area that was untapped by capitalism, it always ends badly, basically. You know, and also, like, a lot of talk about, you know, well, how climate change has fucked our planet, you know, pretty much. And,
yeah.
But it's really interesting because it's, like I said, it's 50-50 interviews and documentary about what's going on our planet today, and 50% a drama about the first Martian colonists.
That's really cool.
Yeah, I think National Geographic might have something to do with the making of it. I don't remember. I don't know what it airs on originally. I'm also watching another show that's wrapping up this year is Mr. Robot.
Yeah, Panther's been watching that one since
it is on season 4. I bought it on iTunes, so I've been watching it as the new episode drops. And man, that dude is a good fucking actor. Rami Malek.
He's a good-ass dude.
Yeah.
Like, it's not really my style of show, but Panther likes it, and I can see why he likes it and why it's a good show. It's just not really my thing.
You know what's interesting is that when season one came out, like, a million years ago, because time, I didn't enjoy it at all. And then, like, as our world got more and more fucked up, it started making more sense to me.
Yes.
Yeah. You know? And now I really enjoy it. It was like, man, that whole... But it's all burned down. The whole system thing was too extreme for me back in, like, 2015 or something. And now I'm like, let's fucking burn it all down.
Like, oh, actually, shit, there's a point to this. Oh, no.
Yeah.
System bad.
Like, wow, that whole you'll get more conservative when you get older thing did not happen to me at all.
We live in a world where, like, your choices are being depressed, being reactionary, or being angry.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and unfortunately, like, your choice is being, like, really mad a lot of times. And so, like, that's kind of why we're wanting, like, we were both really tired when we started this. Because we were kind of, do we really want to do this tonight? Because the world's a fucking shit pile, man. The U.S. ran another fucking coup in South America. We've been fucking up that continent forever. Like... Yet another capitalism coming in, fucking up a country that was like, actually, no, we'd like to manage our own resources. And capital going, nuh-uh. And with a little bit of extra, like, Christian fascism tossed in because, like, Christian destruction of indigenous religion in Bolivia. It ain't good.
No.
You know, you got the fighting in Chile and...
Yet another fucking school shooting, this one in California. I mean, two kids are dead.
And it's terrible because, like, this is stuff that's happened in the last week, and it's just been a constant barrage of, like, bad news, it feels like, forever. Then you have, like, the shit show that's the impeachment hearing. So you want to talk about stuff that's, like, this is amusing and light. We're still kind of like, wow, these people are nuts. They're not having a good time. But it's not, like, about the crushing reality that we're having to deal with. Like, instead, we can be like, hey, happy 80th birthday to Wendy Carlos, who is a pioneer of electronic music.
Oh.
And she worked on A Clockwork Orange, The Shining, and Tron.
Oh.
And, like...
Oh, I remember you mentioning her before. Yeah,
and in the beginning, she, like... Her stuff was primitive enough, she only could do, like, 8 bars at a time. And then she, like, would program the 8 bars of music, and then she'd have to, like, download them onto the tape, and then do the next 8 bars. And it was, like, incredibly slow process that... Over time, obviously, it's gotten a lot easier.
Oh, it sounds like Delia Derbyshire putting together the Doctor Who theme back in the 60s. Like, there are no actual instruments used in the original theme, from what I recall. It's all sound effects and, like, weird running the tape back and forth over itself and cutting and splicing and crazy shit like that. Like, really interesting. Also, today is Paul McGann's birthday.
Yeah, I saw that.
He is 60. Oh, and I still want to bone him. I don't care. He's hot. In other news, if Elizabeth Warren is your political candidate of choice, you could support her by buying a Billionaire Tears mug from her website. And I will just read a quote here from someone writing this up. A Warren aide says that this new Billionaire Tears mug is the campaign's fastest selling merchandise and that today was the campaign's biggest online sales day of the year.
The interesting thing also with Wendy Carlos, she also helped the development of the Moog synthesizer.
Oh,
so, like, the OG synthesizer she helped develop with. And the first album of, like, one of the earliest albums of electronic music was called Switched on Bach, which was a Moog synthesizer playing the music of Johann Sebastian Bach in 1968.
Yeah.
We've had electronic music for 50 years. That's kind of cool.
Wow,
like, at least 50 years, so that's really cool. And it's also worth pointing out that Wendy Carlos is also trans and was one of the first people to publicly...
I thought you said before that she was, because we were talking about... I remember back when the new Tron movie, the second Tron movie came out, and we were talking about the music of the original Tron.
And that was back in 1979, so she's been out as a trans woman for 50 goddamn years. That is impressive. And she's still doing shit. She's still alive, and that's fantastic. I know of her, obviously, because of the music side of things, because Panther's a big fan of hers.
Yeah.
It's just also one of those, like, oh, yeah, she's also, like, a trans elder, and that's cool. There's not a lot of them. So that's a big deal. But yeah, so that's kind of it. Let's see. Looking at the other stuff. Oh, yeah, there's that thing with Colin Kaepernick. That came out.
Yeah.
So yesterday, Fuzz and I were having lunch, as we do, and they've always got ESPN muted on the thing. But we both immediately go, wait a sec, that's fucking Colin Kaepernick out there.
Yeah.
And we couldn't, because they didn't have subtitles on, we could only infer what was being discussed. And it was like, they're asking him to do a workout? What's going on? So we had to do a little bit of looking. And it was basically, the NFL is like, hey, we're offering you a workout. You have to be at this one place at this one time on a Saturday. You have 2 hours to decide yes or no.
And it was like 2 days from now.
Yeah, it was like this incredibly short thing. You have to fly your ass across the country.
Mm-hmm.
And we're doing it at a weird time, so maybe no one will actually show up. It was like the NFL was basically trying to say, hey, see, we're totally giving Kaepernick another chance. See?
Mm-hmm.
Without the whole details of, like, we're putting it on the fucking moon, essentially.
Yeah.
But it turns out, actually, that according to ESPN that we saw at dinner tonight, Panther and I went to Dickie's because yay Dickie's. They don't fuck up your order there.
Mm-hmm.
They don't catastrophically fuck up your burger. Like, occasionally the Whataburger we've been going to for like a decade has started doing that. Apparently 11 teams sent representatives or are sending representatives, and that all 32 teams have said, yeah, sure, send us his interview and footage.
Yeah.
So,
because they're making it available via video.
Yeah, people. So I don't honestly have any faith that they'll be like, yeah, we'll get Cap back in playing after, you know, the bullshit around him the first time.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they totally did him wrong. But now here's 3 years later, they're like, okay, hey, we'll give you a second chance if you jump through these mega hoops. And he's like, all right. Because he said this himself, that he's been preparing. He's still staying in shape. He's still very young and in good health. And he's a much more high-profile person than he was when he was initially brought to the public eye when he was working on the 49ers.
Yeah.
So, like, he's got that Nike money, and he's been spending his money and paying for, like, schools and shit in Chicago. He's been out there doing good shit in the intervening time and keeping up with his workouts, so that if this kind of offer ever came and they tried to spring it on him, he's like, yeah, bitch, let's go.
Yeah.
So I sincerely hope that he does get brought onto a team, that there is some team in the NFL that is not too chicken shit to offer him a second shot.
Mm-hmm.
Because it was bullshit that he got cut, it was all politics, and
yeah,
he's a talented player, and I hope he gets a second shot. And if not, he's still got money, so it's not like he's hurting. And he gets to keep his health. He's not going to turn his spine and brain into jello via CTE. So, I mean, like, either way, if he gets to play, cool, because that's, like, his dream. But if he doesn't, well, he keeps his health and his brain intact.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's kind of 50-50. But actually, speaking of football, shill time, Kyle's got his new book coming out.
Oh,
pre-orders, yes. For Titles, the sixth book in the Out of Position series.
Yep.
Fuzz, pitch it.
I jokingly told Kyle that I was just going to change the title of his book to Dev Takes Manhattan. Just make every title like a Friday the 13th reference or something.
Oh, God.
So, yeah, this is a standalone novel that takes place several years after the end of the five-part Devin Lee series that started with Out of Position and ended with Overtime, where it's an opportunity for Kyle to show the more mature years of a relationship. Like, where are these guys now? Where do you go once the initial passionate flame and the hard fucking of those early years has like set into like a little bit later in life?
Devin Lee, Endgame.
Oh my god, he could have called it that. Oh.
Or if we're going by the Leprechaun movie naming scheme, Devin Lee, Back to the Hood.
Devin Lee in Space.
In Space would have been the fourth one, so Uncovered?
Yeah.
Yeah. Devin Lee, In Space. It's like we're playing football on the moon.
But we're releasing it in paperback and hardcover. Kyle is doing an interview on South Africa, which is a South African furry podcast. And he's doing that interview this Sunday, which I think is the 17th.
Yeah.
So, you know, if you hear this afterwards, go and look up that interview. He's going to be talking about the book and some of the writing process of it there. And we'll have it available on FurPlanet.com for you to pre-order. So we'll be shipping those after the official release at Midwest Fur Fest. So come to our table at MFF if you want to pick up a copy in person. Kyle will be there. He will be signing books probably anytime when he's not on a panel, which is usually how he does things at cons. Also, Midwest Fur Fest, the guest of honor is Mary Loud, who is one of our published authors. And we are also releasing a book by her called Trigalactic Trek. It's in the Otters in Space universe. It is a lot like Star Trek the Next Generation sort of short stories, but furry. And so that'll be coming out at MFF. It will have a table there for her side books as well, because this is the third book we've released by her this year. So
yeah, because Nexus 9 came out at Anthrocon.
Yep. And Jove Deadly, the detective and his partner on the moon.
That was at
TFF.
Okay, yeah. I was going to say it was either at FC or TFF. So
yep, so that's
she is prolific.
TFF, AC, and MFF.
That's heck of a schedule.
Kyle's told me some of his writing plans for 2020, and I'm like, it's going to be a really busy year.
That's good, though.
That's good.
Well, I mean, because he had Tie Game released this year, too, right?
I'm not sure what year Tie Game came out.
Because that's a side story.
That's a side story to Devin Lee. Yeah, it's another he's another character who's in...
He's another football player, football character. Who is, it's a spoiler, except it's not, because it's in the book. He's secretly bisexual.
Secret bi.
Oh, my God. He sucked a dick and he liked it.
That came out November 2018, so basically a year ago.
Okay. Well, you know, it's time. Time is a flat circle. It doesn't mean anything anymore, like we said. So that came out, like, last MFF.
Right.
Makes sense.
Time is a hologram.
By gold.
Just like the moon. And,
exactly.
And books. You'll be able to put your hand right through them.
Knowledge. Knowledge is fake. But yeah, that's our furry shillsick. And like, we're not stepping on any toes by talking about the next book in the series, because you already announced it on Fur Planet Twitter account. So it's like, it's out there.
I posted it. Rukus posted it. Amon Omega posted it. They do both worked on the art for it.
It's got a cute cover.
It does, yeah.
They're both laying in bed, doing their own thing, existing next to each other, which that's like how that's how good relationships do. I mean, like,
yeah,
like when you've been together for X number of years, it's just like you're just hanging out together.
Yeah,
you know, sitting down on the couch, looking at your phone, showing tweets to each other with the dog squished between you.
Yeah,
depending on which house it is, it could be like Adam or Ajax. Either way.
I can also confirm that some of the interior illustrations are sheathy.
OMG.
We've never published a book with adult content before, so this is like a bold new step for us.
God help you if there's any fucking... You're going to lose your status as a good Christian publisher now.
I know. I think it's all off screen. You know, I think it's just like they share a tender kiss and it fades to black.
To the right.
That's right. Yeah. And then there's just, you know,
images of trains entering tunnels and rockets going up into space and oil derricks. And then the oil falls down and the rocket explodes and the train leaves the tunnel.
Kyle writes that all out in excruciating detail. It is like 5 pages of oil derricks and trains and like an octopus sticking its own tentacles into itself. You know, the long scene of the domestic house cat licking its asshole. You know, I that's the analogy for the rim job.
Yeah.
And then there's a scene where he just frame by frame describes that gif of the woman being hit in the face with hot dogs.
that's just Lee visiting the team after the game.
Right. In fact, there's like Lucas has hand drawn each individual frame of that GIF, and we've put it on the lower right of every page. So if you flip through it, you could just watch Lee getting hit in the face with dicks.
And that's in the...
And, like, that doesn't transfer very well to the ebook version, so you really owe it to yourself to buy it in physical book form.
In the extra hardback edition.
That's right, yeah.
You know, Fuzz, this was going to be a short episode. You've already bullshit for more than an hour at this point.
Yeah.
But yeah, internet's hell, but enjoy your Pokemons. Enjoy your fucking Final Fantasies. Like, enjoy your video games and maybe chill the fuck out, because that's always, like, find the pleasure in things. Find something that you enjoy, because this is a hell world and you gotta have something that makes you happy. Mm-hmm. And just don't let that thing that makes you happy be being angry about things on the internet.
Yeah.
Like, enjoy your video games. Make up a headcanon about your cat girl. Draw some pornography of your orc fucking a Volpera.
Oh, yeah.
They're the little finnick people from WoW.
Yeah, and I've already seen some great GIFs of animated
as
porn
you should.
Of them. Yeah.
Like, more Volpera porn.
You know, this
less is, angry Pokemon tweets.
This is why you visit our Telegram chat.
Yeah.
Telegram.com/SouthPalsCast.
No, that's not how it works.
If only it did.
There's some good GIFs, and, like, there's a surprisingly low amount of it, which is a bit sad, but mm-hmm. given WoW's fading star, I guess there's less people doing the animations, but it also could be, like, they haven't got around to it yet. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
But Volpera, they're short stack Finnick people that if I was still playing WoW, I would totally have made my character a Finnick, but I'm not.
Are they a playable race, though?
Yeah, they're a playable race now.
Oh, I thought the role was just sort of like a side character kind of thing.
They were, and everyone was like, give us the foxes.
Oh.
And eventually, okay. WoW, they said, yeah, sure, we'll give you the foxes. And they have the foxes now. It just requires you to do, like, you have to get exalted with them and do a quest line, blah, 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 and then you make a new character, mm-hmm. or you race change your character if you want. So, whereas, you know, in Final Fantasy XIV, I just bought the werewolf ears and dyed them tan, so...
Oh, right.
My cat girl is a Finnick girl.
Uh-huh.
So, that's been cute.
And her name's just ha 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 ha.
Yeah. You know, you could name your character Finnico if you wanted to, but
yeah.
No, my character is Rafa Drake, and she is a level 80 mechanist and, like, an Omnicrafter for level 70 plus at this point.
Mm.
I am reaching the end game of being able to make money hand over fist. I can make all the furniture in the game. I can make the pets.
It's, what are you, Jesus? You're a fucking carpenter now?
I'm level 72 carpenter, actually, yeah. No, shit, I hit level 80 last night. So when you hit 80...
What level Carpenter was Jesus?
Well, you know, we never really saw what he made, so he couldn't have been that high level. He could make sandals and shit, maybe make some furniture, but...
He can make water into wine. That's a...
But that's culinarian. That's a different class. But no, man.
Same with the loaves of bread, right? Yeah.
Exactly. You know, how do you turn loaves and fishes into a bunch of loaves and fishes? Well, you hit level 80, you get maximum quality, you hit reuse, you get a chance of getting some of your resources back so you can make more for less. So basically, he was just really hacky.
So you can find us on Patreon at patreon.com/southpodcast. Find us on Twitter at twitter.com/southpodcast. You can email us at southpodcast@gmail.com. You can find me on Twitter at fuzzwolf. And you can check out forplanet.com. for print books, and baddogbooks.com for ebooks. And over to you, Fennec.
Yeah, you can find me on twitter.com/stabandrake. I haven't gotten banned yet. Don't plan to. But you can see my cool-ass screenshots from Final Fantasy XIV and or politics retweets and or cute Pokemon shit.
Mm-hmm.
I don't retweet porn because my mom follows my account. Yay. I also can't like it because my mom follows my account and Twitter's terrible. It's like, this person liked a thing. And it's like, oh, hey.
Hey, would you like privacy? Not on Twitter.
Nope.
Fuck you.
You can find me on Twitch at Saverin. Find me on Mastodon, which I've really gotten bad about using because, like, I can post sincere, like, effort posty shit and nobody replies. It sucks. I need that validation, internet. Fuck.
Mm-hmm.
Snouts.online. It's still pretty nice, though, because there's no Nazis.
Unfortunately, if you want validation, it comes with Nazis.
Damn. Shiva is free of the social media hell world. You can find her in our fan chat, which I'll make sure to put the join link in the show notes. And maybe I'll remember it this time, or maybe I'll just be a tease, and you got to go back 3 weeks to find the join link. It's still the same link.
Ooh, saucy.
And we've got... people, and we're chill. We're talking cool shit and sharing good porn. It's fun.
Yep.
Nice, chill time. Haven't had to ban anybody for a bit. All right. Well, so on that note, good night.
And big books.